Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Go and Do Likewise.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. From among his disciples, the Lord appointed 70 and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. How does this gospel piece play out today? It plays out exactly, if not more so. And I'm going to tell you once again about the religious sisters, unpublished heroes, uncanonized saints. They hear this gospel and they go by twos and threes around the world to give witness to the saving love of the Lord. They put on socks and shoes and they pack a bag, but they go. There is no announcement from the White House, no photo ops for Associated Press. They just quietly go to give witness to the saving love of the Lord. They go to Samoa, Colombia, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Argentina, China, Peru, Korea, Thailand, Panama, the Dominican Republic, the Philippines, the Bahamas, Ceylon, Cuba, Chile, Tanzania, Pakistan, Jamaica. That's only a bit of it. The list goes on. And these are just women. Where they get the courage, I don't know. What they go where the need is greatest. They set up schools and dispensaries, clinics for the poor, often in terrible illnesses and living in subhuman conditions. They set up maternity clinics. They work with migrants, refugees. They organize parishes. They even found credit unions, teach them how to how to get into, how to survive, really, to get out of poverty. They work with victims of human trafficking. They go quietly. For many decades, these sisters were immersed in the immediate needs of the people. In recent decades, there has been a shift in consciousness, and you will see now that religious women are challenging the exploitative worldviews that can oppress the majority of the world's population. They have become fearless advocates for social justice and peace, advocates for the poor. And so the question is, where does that leave you